Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Welcome, everyone. You are joining me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. Well, tonight's topic is therapy versus coaching. But first, let me tell you about me. I'm Sandy Bird. I realized just the last show that a lot of people don't understand what this magic wand is all about. Started a couple of months ago when I changed my music, because as I elevated, I wanted to change my music for my podcast. So when I changed it, I got a magic wand. But now my magic wand works with my coaching. I am a coach that deals with trauma, midlife, when you're trying to recreate your life midlife, and self-development. We all could use a little bit of self-development. And the magic wand is a wand that I use with my clients too, where I say, if this was a magic wand and I could change anything about you, what is it you would like to change? So you can find me, Sandy Bird. And of course, I realize people listen to me and not necessarily see my name and all of that. Sandy is spelled with two E's and Bird is B-Y-R-D because it is a bird, but it's not the bird that flies. It's a bird that's a human. So that's B-Y-R-D. You can follow me on any social media because a lot of my topics that I bring up here, I discuss on social media. My social media tags have my maiden last name in it, which is Steenstra, which is with two E's in it as well. But if you look up Sandy Bird, you're more than likely to find me, but you got to include those two E's and the B-Y-R-D. And you can find me on many platforms, LinkedIn. My YouTube is not as good. It's more my podcast. Some of it has to do with my Lefty Yoga, but I am a coach. And this topic tonight is a topic that is very new for me, but old for me. And I'm going to dive right into it. But like I said, the magic wand is what I use in my coaching. So when we are working together and you ask, and I ask you, if this was a magic wand, what would you like me to change? Because that is what my coaching is about. I do deal with people who have suffered some severe trauma. And that's where this topic tonight is going to come into play, but also self-developing who you want to be. And when you're in that midlife, like I was at 50, where you end up becoming an empty nester. But then a couple of years ago, I took on the responsibility of helping with my mother-in-law, who is now 100 and a half. But when I became an empty nester, I did not know who I was. I was still in a newer marriage, but I didn't know who I was. So that's why I want to help people as well. And when it comes to developing yourself, it's when you realize that some of your beliefs and those false thoughts or those beliefs that you're like, you know what? I really don't believe that. It can be something as big as religion or politics. Because some of us are raised in households that religion is such a big part, but we don't necessarily believe everything our family does. Also, some of us who have been in a very big political arena within our family, we start questioning that. Like, is that who I really am? So that's what my coaching is about, is figuring out who it is you want to be or who it is that you always thought you were. You just don't know how to get yourself to that point because you've been weighed down with conditions and false beliefs and false values within yourself. That's what my coaching is about, is getting you back to who is it you want to be, whether it's for the next 50 years in your life or who you want to be and what your purpose is. If you don't really know what your purpose is or what your real values are, that's what I also help with. And then if you're coming from trauma, just how to elevate these emotions. Because as I know, and tonight's topic is going to be a lot about that as well, is when you have dealt with a lot of trauma. And when I speak of trauma, it's not a lot of that physical trauma like rape, molesting, alcoholic mother. It can be also the trauma that we don't tend to think about as trauma is when someone teased you and you just can't get that out of you. That is also trauma. And what that trauma is when you might have been in kindergarten and you answered a question wrong and everyone laughed at you and made you feel dumb. And now you carry that on for the rest of your life because during those years of our life where we're developing our identity, a lot of our identities have been developed for us by bullies or by a teacher that might have said something to you that you now took on as your identity, that you're not good enough or you're not smart enough, or ha ha ha, look at the way she dresses, or all of that, or a negative self-image because maybe you were bigger than other children, so you took on that negative self-image. So that's the trauma that I work with. It's not necessarily that deep-seated, deep-rooted trauma because I'm going to talk about that tonight in this show. And now let's just dive into tonight's topic, which is therapy versus coaching. What is the difference between coaching and therapy? And why is there still stigmatism around therapy? And why don't we feel coaching isn't effective? Why haven't you asked for help? What is stopping you from asking for help? And what are you waiting for the right time? When is it ever going to be the right time for any of that? So stigmatism. So coaching is basically the surface level that I work with people on. Now, of course, I am a breathwork facilitator and I do dabble in hypnosis. So that sometimes can get people to elevate their feelings, but it cannot get you if they are deep-seated. Now, that is something that I believed with my coaching in myself that I was trying to figure out how can I get down to this deep seat, this deep-rooted, seated trauma within me, and that's where therapy came in. But when it comes to like using tools, I also have Lego Series Play, which is using Legos to kind of build on elevating yourself and elevating your emotions, because a lot of times we've worked with somebody in therapy or we started acknowledging our lack of self-worth or our lack of self-value, and we just need someone to help us to change our mindset, to kind of have us think differently. So that's what coaching is. Coaching is that surface level, non-deep-seated, just, yeah, when I was a kid, someone didn't make me feel worthy. So retraining the brain to make yourself feel worthy. But therapy, and I did this in a post recently, so I'm going to say it on here. Therapy is when you basically have stuck poop. Are you going to go to a coach for that? Not necessarily. You're going to go to a doctor or a therapist because when you break your arm, you're not just going to go to physical therapy if your arm's broken. Physical therapy is basically coaching when it comes to it. But if you've got to have it because it's been a hairline fracture or it's been a compound fracture, are you going to go to physical therapy and say, hey, fix my arm as I reach my arm out if you're listening to me and not watching me? No, what you're going to do is you're going to go to a doctor that's going to set that arm, but then the physical therapy is basically the coach teaching you how to retrain your hand. So that's kind of what coaching versus therapy is. Now, there's still some stigmas around therapy, and I can tell you I've been in and out of therapy. I am back in therapy because I have had some deep-seated, rooted trauma that has come up or that I want to finally release out of my body because all it's doing is harboring some feelings that are deep-rooted. That, yes, with my coaching, I've been able to elevate, but I've not been able to let it completely go. So hopefully if you're listening to me, watching to me, that all made sense. So think about this. If you were to get a compound fracture, you're going to go to a doctor and let him do surgery, or it's going to be surgery, compound fracture surgery, or a broken arm. You're going to go and get a cast put on it. You're going to get it treated, But then a lot of times you have to go to a physical therapist to teach you how to maybe do the muscle movements in your arm, those muscle movements. That would be what coaching is. We are helping with your mind and your brain to build up those muscles back in your brain. And there's a lot of techniques I use to help people build that up. But if it's a broken muscle in your brain, or it's just something that we can't together get you to shift past, that is where therapy comes into play. And I can tell you as a coach, if I know we can't get past, or we can't get to that deep-rooted feelings, or if it's, I notice a codependent relationship, I am going to tell you, I am still going to be here. I'm still happy to coach with you. But until we get that broken muscle or that broken feeling, and when it comes to therapy and coaching, broken is probably the last word you want to hear. But think of it as that. If you broke an arm, that is something that you can't just go to physical therapy and tell them to help you move it differently. You've got to have it set and corrected, and then your physical therapist is going to work you. So that's what coaching and therapy is about. So what therapy and why therapy still can be a big stigma is I grew up in a household where my mother did not want to go to therapy. So as a child, it was always something's wrong with you. You need to go to therapy. And the whole time I'm sitting there with the therapist going, I'm not the one with the problem. She's the one with the problem. Okay, well, let's just appease your mom or whatever. So I got also that thought against therapy. But when I was in school and someone would say, hey, can we meet after school today? And I would say, no, I have therapy. Oh, what do you have therapy for? Oh, I go see a counselor to work on my problems. Oh, you got problems? I started getting that stigmatism. I started feeling like there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you if you go to therapy. It's what we in the world, because it's not just here in where I'm at, United States, it's in the whole world where there's still a stigma against getting help for your mental. It's just mental help. That's all it is. It's someone there who can listen to you. And the one thing I like about therapy and coaching is it's non-judgmental. I can tell my coaches, because I basically have two, I can tell them anything. I don't feel judged. I can go into therapy now and basically throw up my life, and I'm not being judged. And it's someone that I don't feel is going to judge me. So think about that. If you ever are out with your friends and you just want to continue to throw up your life on them, they're not equipped to handle it. Even if they are a therapist and they're your best friend or your friend, they're not equipped to handle what you throw up in your life. So think about that. But sometimes when we keep unloading our life stories to people around us, and then you hear from somebody, oh, I heard you went through that too, that sometimes can put that negative feelings within us. And when is the right time to get help? I'm here to tell you, if you feel you need it, if you feel deep down in that gut, because it's all about connecting the mind, the heart, and the gut together. When you feel it in the gut, and the gut is just feeling stopped up, and it's something you feel that's very deep rooted, that's where a therapist comes in. But if you're just feeling a little lack of, or I don't know my purpose in life, and I don't know, should I be believing this? Because I really don't believe this. That's where a coach comes in. And it's always nice to have those people in your life, because I can tell you, my coaching has been the best investment I ever made in my life. And that's where I value myself as a coach, because it is an investment. It's an investment into who you are. Not just who you want to become, but who you are. Because when you sit there and you start valuing yourself to make that investment for yourself, That, of course, is not having lack of anything. So we are going to go to our first break. Of course, any of this resonates to you and you want to reach out to me, you can hear it all on my platform. My email is Sandy with two E's at emotionalelevator.com, Sandy Bird at emotionalelevator.com, or you can reach out to my professional email or my business email, which is Sandy with those two E's. I got to keep remembering to spell this last name too, Bird with a Y, coach at gmail.com. And if you want to look me up on any social platforms, it is Sandy Steenstra Bird, the Sandy with the two E's, the Steenstra with two E's and Steenstra Bird. Look me up. I know a lot of people out there look at my words of wisdom that I have to say every week about the things and topics that have gone on in my life, but we're going to go to that break so we can continue talking about therapy versus coaching. So thank you for joining me tonight.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Sorry, welcome back. What I've been talking about tonight is therapy versus coaching. And I started out by explaining my wand. So if you watch me and you see this wand, this is what I use in coaching. So if this was a magic wand, what is it that you would like to change about yourself? So my wand is kind of a symbol of my coaching. I do a lot too with maybe blowing bubbles and telling you as you blow a bubble, insert in that bubble what it is you want to let go. And that's what coaching is. But if it's something that's really deep seated in your gut and in your belly, that's stuck in there, that's more for a therapist. And I was kind of talking about how when I was a kid, I was sent to therapy because my mom didn't want to go to therapy. And I was sent there because I needed help. And I realized during those times in my life that I didn't like therapy. And then when I was in middle school going to therapy and then in high school going to therapy, people would tease me about it. So I got turned off by therapy. And it has taken me many years. Back in about 12 years ago, went to therapy, trying to fix other people as well and realized, no, therapy's not it. Then through intervention, but it's not necessarily therapy doesn't work. It does work. It's finding the person that's right for you. It's the same thing with a coach. I have been introduced to coaches before that just we were just not the fit. And that's what I pride myself too on being a coach, is that if I see that we can't get down to that deep-seated, rooted issue, I'm going to suggest therapy. Or if I see you have a codependent bond and I can really see that, I'm not the one that's going to be able to break that bond. That's what therapy is about. But I'm going to be your cheerleader next to you to help you elevate yourself and work on the feelings that's been around why you can't see your beliefs, or why you can't see your vision in life, or why you can't figure out your purpose in life. Because sometimes when we have so much deep-rooted, deep-seated beliefs, feelings, thoughts, we can't see who we are. And sometimes that is with coaching. I have, like I say, combining the two is like a bomb has gone off in me, to combine the two and find someone who I can connect with on a different level in therapy, and a coach that I feel connected with on a spiritual level. It's kind of like the therapist is the body level and the coach is more the spiritual level, getting to who you want to be within yourself. But sometimes you've got to go through therapy. And as I was describing in the first part of the show, a therapist to me is like you get a fracture, an arm fracture or a compound fracture. You go to a doctor and they have to either medically heal your arm through surgery, or if it's just a fracture, they put a cast on it. But then you go to a physical therapist who is like a coach that's going to help you retrain how to use your arm or your hand, because maybe your hand has not been able to move because of the fracture. So you've got to learn, you've got to reprogram. That's exactly what a coach is. We work on trying to reprogram the brain after the brain has been working on healing it. So that's what therapy and coaching compared to a doctor. And I like using the analogy of a broken arm, because a lot of us can, if we've ever broken anything in our life, we can adhere to that. Or when you've had where you've been in a surgery or something, and then after a surgery, you got to go into physical therapy. Therapy is just helping to train those muscles. And that's exactly what we're doing when we're coaching, is we are working on retraining those muscles that maybe you've just not been using. Or maybe you've been living in anger for a long time, and you want to learn how to bring joy back in your life or happiness back in your life. And that's what coaching is. And the one thing I can tell you is they are investments, but they are the best investments you can make for yourself. Coaching and therapy, I can tell you, has been the best investment I made in myself. And when was the right time? When I was ready. I have talked about this on previous shows. I had a client for probably a good 9 months would call, "I really need to work with you. I really, really need to work with you. My husband thinks I need to work with you. My daughter thinks I need to work with you. I need to work with you." And I was like, no, you're not ready. "What do you mean I'm not ready? I'm calling you. I want to work with you." "Well, do you want to work with me? Or do you want to work with me because other people want you to work with me?" And that's when the time is right, is when you are ready to let go of whatever it is, because it's the same thing with therapy. If you've ever been conditioned to think of therapy as this yucky, ucky thing, or you've been in therapy before and you didn't connect with your therapist, so you're done. Maybe it just wasn't the right time. You weren't ready to fully engulf all that is entailed. And I can tell you, I started back in therapy because there was something deep-seated, deep-rooted that I just couldn't bring up, feel to let it go. And being 55, when you thought about therapy, it was because you're crazy. Well, I'm not. And so I had that stigma also attached to it, that I had to prove to everybody I'm not crazy. But that's the thing. It's not about that. It's about having someone who's going to listen to me and maybe validate what I'm feeling. I can let go. Because sometimes it's about validating what we're feeling is our identity, and letting that go is learning to say, okay, I can let that go because that's not who I am. And that's also where coaching plays in, and where coaching is big with helping and assisting. And even if you just unsure, is this who I am? That's where coaching can come into play. But if it's centered around something that feels broken within you, that's where therapy can come into play. But them together, like I say, can be the change of your life. But it also, I can tell you a lot about where I was not prone to therapy is because you watch movies and they're laying on a couch and they're telling their deepest, darkest secrets. And it's not that anymore. There are so many techniques out there that therapists have learned, with working with animals, to doing EMDR, to doing different techniques to teach you how to regulate your body, which is beneficial. But being a coach, I also have tools in my toolbox and techniques that I use with my clients. And some people, there's still that whole stigma with hypnosis. So I've learned with coaching that I can use breath work. Wow, I'm stumbling over my words today. I can use breath work and achieve the exact same outcomes that I can with hypnosis. Hypnosis is just sometimes a little bit faster and a little more deep, but breath work, you can attain the level of elevation you want to. So that's where they both come into play. And if you're ever debating whether or not you need therapy or you want therapy, it's not about just needing, but if you want to explore, let's use that word, explore therapy or coaching, reach out to me, because we can have a connection conversation. It's free. And we can explore. Is this something you want to dive into? And is it therapy that really you should be diving into? Or is it coaching? Or is it a little bit of both? Because sometimes it can be both. And sometimes it can just be, you know, I don't really know what I want to do with my life. I'm 35 years old. I've been working this job. I don't feel fulfilled. What do I want to do with my life? That's where coaching can come into play. But if you're like, I just feel this sick feeling within my gut that I had this awful thing happen to me, and I just am feeling this overwhelming shame and guilt, and I don't know why, I'm going to suggest therapy. Yes, you might say, but I don't really want to do therapy. Okay, well, let's try breath work and maybe that will help. But if I truly, as a coach, see that all I'm doing is wasting your time when it's something that is above, as people like to say, above my pay grade, above my knowledge, I'm going to tell you, I'll stand with you. You know, let's just start looking at therapists together, because I want everyone out there who's listening to me, watching me, everyone, to start working on what it is that you want to work on. Because we all have something within us, whether it's, I'm always angry all the time and I don't know why I'm angry. Okay, well, we can dive into that. You and I can dive into that. Or, Why can't I get this position? Well, that's something we can work on. But if it's something that everyone's always out to get me, Everyone is always, I can't get anywhere in life. That's therapy. And when you can elevate yourself and get unstuck in those feelings, and that's what a lot of this is about, is getting unstuck, moving out of that feeling that you're hyper focused on, moving out of the feelings that you're hyper focused on. It's all about the feelings. And it could be wrapped around a belief, and which is kind of coaching, or it could be something that happened to you that you've completely blocked out or suppressed so deep that's wrapped into those feelings. And that's therapy. But it is time for our second break. I know this conversation tonight is very knowledgeable for you. So if you didn't listen to the first part, go back and listen to it. But of course, you can reach out to me at Sandy with the two E's at emotionalelevator.com or Sandy with the two E's, Bird, BYRD, coach at gmail.com, my business email. Come visit me on any social media platform. Of course, that's Sandy with the two E's and the Steenster being my maiden name and Bird, BYRD. I don't expect you to spell Steenstro. And one day that could drop off. It's just part of who I am that I wanted to work through and heal in order to feel completely able to be committed to someone solely. So we are going to go on that break, and thank you for joining me tonight.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Sandy at EmotionalElevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Bird. This is Emotional Elevator, and you are listening, watching me on Inspired Choices Network or any other platform out there. But please subscribe where you are, like, comment if you're on a platform that can comment, but please go over to Apple as well and just like so the word can get out there and share. Share my podcast. If something speaks to you, share. I've had many of my clients and even friends listen to my podcast. People who know me, who now know I have a podcast, listen to this and go, oh my gosh, such and such could benefit from this. Such and such could benefit from this. So just share it with them. You don't necessarily have to tell them, look, this is what I think you should do, but just share it with them. You can share the whole podcast and let them pick and choose, because all the topics that I talk about on this podcast are subjects that I'm an expert in, either because it's all that I've gone through and it's subjects that my clients have gone through and the people that I work with go through, because these are valuable topics to talk about from what is psychological trauma to what is addiction versus obsession. And that's another thing talking about tonight's topic. I am a trauma and addiction coach, but I am not going to sit here and say, I can get you out of your addiction. That is more on therapy and getting there. But what I can do is I can coach you now that you've started working on that to elevate your emotions. And like I say, there's some trauma that we suffer as children and young adults, and even as adults, that we believe is part of our identity. And that's where my trauma coaching comes in, is because I work with people on changing their beliefs and their values to what is their belief and value about themselves. When it comes to therapy, I feel that is more in line with feelings. If you can't get past the feeling that I need to have a drink, or I can't get past the feeling that I want to eat that whole thing of cake because I'm feeling something, or I can't get past my anger, I can't get past my frustration, and I can't get past those feelings, that is therapy. But if you come to me and go, you know what, I'm just feeling like I don't know what my purpose in my purpose, gosh, again, I'm stumbling over my words, my purpose is in life. I can't figure out who I am now. I've been in therapy and now I'm recreating myself. And I want to elevate myself. That's where I come into play. And I have many tools in my toolbox. I'm learning a new tool with positive IQ. And I've learned all these tools in my toolbox from mirrors and everything to help you elevate yourself and help you become the person you want to become. Even if it means you are 55 and you're like, I've been living a lie my whole life. This is not who I am. That's what I'm here for. But if you're saying I've been living a lie because I did something harmful to somebody, of course, again, that can very well be therapy because we need to get that handled first. But as a coach, like I talk about, it's all about when you're ready. Because I can tell you, I have spent a lot of my life not being ready. Realizing that, in some of my clients, we talk a lot about this, is realizing that sometimes we get stuck in who we think we're supposed to be. Now think about that. We get stuck in who we're supposed to be. I'm supposed to believe this, and you don't. So it's learning what is me and what is not me. Because some of my stigma around therapy and everything came a lot to do with being brought up in a religious background. And if you are religious, this might strike a nerve with you. And I'm going to just alert you that this could be an activation to a feeling or emotion for you, is that being around an environment where, well, just go to God and ask for forgiveness. That did not work for me. Because when I was harmed or when someone said something ill to me, why am I asking for forgiveness? So that is where some of therapy came into play for me over the years, more so now, and where coaching came to be a part of me is, no, that's not what I believe, because if I'm harmed, why am I asking for forgiveness? And those are other show topics as I come up with more show topics, is I'm going to talk about that shame and guilt, but that is not the next show. So the next show that's going to come on that I'm going to, next week's show, sorry, I'm stumbling over this, next week's show topic is going to be about enabling. And who do you enable? And when are you going to enable yourself? Because there is a negative enabling and there is a positive enabling. So that's what next week's show is going to be. But tonight I've been talking all about therapy versus coaching. And when are you going to decide to let go and just let go of whatever is pulling you down or keeping you in those negative thoughts or keeping you questioning who you are or what you feel or what you think about things. That's when it's time to reach out to a coach or a therapist, is when you really are questioning, am I who I think I am? If you ever have those out-of-body experiences going, wait a minute, is this really me? Don't you want to be who you're meant to be for the rest of your life, no matter your age? No matter if you are listening to me and you're 25, even younger than that, but I'm going to go with 25, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't believe this. I don't even think this. Why, when I think about this, do I get angry or frustrated? You should be nothing. When some topic comes up to you and you're just like, okay, that's good. That's one of your values or your beliefs. But when something comes up and you're like, well, that's what you should believe. And you're like, but I don't. Why is it giving me this icky feeling? That's where I can help you with. But like I said, you can be as young as 25 to, I was talking to someone just this weekend, 74 years old. And they're still questioning some of what their beliefs are, some of what their values are. And it's never too old to start questioning that. Never too old to start questioning what might be something you falsely believe in or something that you just don't feel is your value. Or realizing at 50, I have not been living anything that brings me passion, brings me joy in my life. And now I want to live a joyful life because that's where I'm at. Yes, is it okay for me to get angry and frustrated? Yes, but why am I getting angry? And that's a lot of what coaching and therapy is about, is why am I getting angry about this? When someone approaches you and you're like, oh, can't stand them because of that, what is it within you that is creating that feeling? That's what this is all about. That's when the time is right, is when certain people come around or you start seeing the same people coming towards you and having you feel a certain way. And you're like, why do I keep feeling this? That's what I'm here for too, is to help you understand, why are you feeling that? Is it a part of you that you're not willing to recognize so you can let it go? Is a part of you that has a certain feeling wrapped around something that you just want to dive into? Because that's what this is all about. And it's about elevating your emotions, elevating yourself to who it is that you are meant to be. Because life is not all about rainbows and unicorns. I was just talking to someone about an hour ago. Life is not all about rainbows and unicorns. It is a box of chocolates, like Forrest Gump talks about, and sometimes you get that chocolate that you absolutely do not like. And if you spit it out and you get it again, and you spit it out and you get it again, and you spit it out and get it again, you're going to continue to get it until you realize why you don't like it. So think about that. If you were to get something that you don't like and you keep getting it and you keep getting it and you keep spitting it out and you keep spitting it out, and then you ask yourself, why is it I don't like that? And this is more for your muscle, your mind. Why does this keep, because it's going to keep revisiting you. It's going to keep coming to you. And people are going to come to you that get underneath your skin. And until you can address it, it's going to continue. Because that is the glorious thing of this universe, is we keep every day, if there's something that we know we want to let go and work on, it's going to keep visiting us until we do and we let it go. And when you finally let it go, it's so wonderful. Doesn't mean when it comes revisit, you might get that tingly feeling going, oh, but then you can easily identify it. Okay, I'm good. So think about that. Do you want to walk around life? I'm not saying you can't ever be angry. You can't ever be mad. I'm just saying when you do get angry and mad, to have a reason why you are, instead of just getting emotions and feelings that you can't identify with or why you're getting them. So it is time for our last break. While this is going fast, I know this has been very educational for you. And like I say, reach out to me at Sandy with two E's at emotionalelevator.com or Sandy with two E's with Bird, BYRD, coach at gmail.com. And I am on all social media platforms as Sandy with the two E's and Steenstra, my maiden name with two E's in it. Bird, BYRD. If you look up Sandy Bird, I come up anyway. But just reach out to me. I would love to have these conversations. And if you want, we can get on a connection conversation where we can figure out what is it that you want to dive in within yourself that you're ready to let go of, that you're ready to work on, that you're ready to elevate your emotion. So we are going to go to that break now.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. We only have a few minutes left, but what dawned on me is as I listened to my intro for Emotional Elevator, it talked about curbing those impulsive behaviors. That's another reason for coaching or therapy is if you are an extreme people pleaser. That is an impulsive behavior where you feel the need to please others and you're not pleasing yourself. That is where I can also come in to play with. That probably didn't sound right, but that's where I can come in and we can dive in. Why are you a people pleaser? And that is something too that in coaching could be surface level. Or it could be deep rooted, which is a therapy level. Because sometimes we don't realize the reason we are people pleasers is because we never felt satisfied. We never felt gratified. We never felt validated in our childhood or our life. And we need to figure out why you feel that way. Sometimes that is surface level, which is coaching. And sometimes that is deep rooted, deep. Something that happened to us as children that we need to get out. Because here's what coaching and therapy have. It offers you solutions. It offers you yourself to talk through all that you think about yourself. And you're giving yourself the solutions to come up with. But someone's listening there, listening to you, non-judgmental. Listening to you figure out what it is that you want to work on. Why do you feel the lack of worth? Why do you feel the lack of value? Or maybe you're just stuck in an emotion I'm always angry, and I don't know why I'm always angry. Or by some of us who are parents, we get these, I don't understand why my kid's messy. Well, maybe that's something you need to dive in within yourself. Why does that affect you that your child is messy? Is it something that's hidden within you that we can work on? So that's telling you the difference between therapy and coaching. And when is the right time? When you are ready. Because I can tell you, spending years in and out with in therapy that never really rocked my soul. Now finding someone who has so many techniques, I mean, so many techniques, I now can work on something that has been suppressed for so many years that is now able to come out and flourish. So my layers of onions are turning into a lotus flower. And next week, you want to tune in to me for enabling, the negative of enabling and the positive of enabling. When are you going to enable yourself and stop enabling others? So thank you for joining me tonight. This has all been a great topic about therapy versus coaching. And like I said, if you are looking for someone who will help you elevate your emotions and start working on those feelings of lack or just why you have certain emotions or feelings wrapped around emotions, or you're just unsettled in your beliefs and your values, or you don't know your purpose in life. Oh, you've been working on your trauma for a long time now, and you just want your emotions and your feelings to be elevated as you've let go of that trauma. Because that's what my coaching is all about. And I'm thankful for all my listeners out there that see the value added with using my voice to talk about all these topics that I have struggled with, or that my clients have struggled with, or the people I work with struggle with, and how we together can work on healing ourselves, elevating ourselves, finding ourselves, and repurposing ourselves. Let's repurpose ourselves in this world. Let's figure out who we are and what we're meant to do here on this earth. So that's Sandy Bird. Remember, Sandy with two E's, Bird with a Y, coach at Gmail or on any social media platforms. You can reach out to me. And thank you for joining me tonight. And like I said, stay tuned. If you missed the first part of this show, go back and listen. My magic wand, my last thing is, what if this was a magic wand? What would it do? What could I do to magically change and move?
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. And stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve. Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. And stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve. Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. And stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve. Thank you for listening to